This is Vectis Radio,
serving the Isle of Wight and beyond.
www.vectisradio.com.
Now, I've got in the studio, I've got Heath. Good morning, Heath.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
And I didn't catch your name.
Jules.
Heath and Jules, and you're both from Aspire?
We are indeed.
Aspire being the Aspire in Ride.
Absolutely, can't be missed.
It took you a while to get that. I'm not that fast. But yeah, yes, it's in Nelson Street, isn't it?
No, we're in Dover Street.
Dover Street, yeah, sorry. Ride confuses me, being a freshwater lad. But yeah, so you're in Dover Street. Sorry, again, you're... Aspiring Ride.
Aspiring Ride.
You go down to the Ride Castle, go up the roundabout, up the hill there, and it's on the left.
That's it, and you can't miss us because of the big spire.
You can't, no. Can I just get you a fraction closer to that microphone, please, Heath? Yeah. That'd be lovely. So, you do all kinds of things up there.
There's just loads and loads. It's about building a community centre for whole community, so we've got things for babies and tots all the way through to grannies and everyone else in between.
Okay, so you're the sort of big boss up there.
Well, when they let me, I try to do that.
And Jules, are you in charge as well?
I manage the volunteer team.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, yeah. with a group of volunteers.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I do understand. We're all volunteers here, and yeah. it can be tricky sometimes managing a team of volunteers because they are volunteers.
Absolutely.
That's what it's about. So what sort of things – I know you've got some music recording studios up there, and I've seen you've got play groups and creches and all sorts going on up there. And nice little cafe too, isn't there?
Community cafe, which uses waste food from some of the island supermarkets to make cakes and various other soups and other bits and pieces like that, which is great. And it really acts as a hub for the whole community. But it's not just for us what we do.
No.
There's lots of other charities and organisations that use the building as well.
Okay. I know I've been there on a couple of occasions and I've looked around. It's bit of a labyrinth too, isn't it?
You can easily get lost. After 3 years, we're just finding our way around ourselves.
I suppose you don't know. Is it a redundant church? Is it?
Yeah, the Church of England didn't know quite what to do with the building. Ride's got lots of church buildings, so it was definitely going to be closed down.
Right.
And we'll talk a bit more about the story of how we got there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a redundant church, and we're trying to refurbish it and make it a fit-for-purpose community space.
Well, yes, and you've done really well in the last few years to get it to where it is now. I've been there a few times. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a break, and then we will come back with a bit of Alma, and we'll talk to you after that.
This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
I still have Heath in the studio. In fact, we've got quite a few people in the studio. What's the name of this young lady here?
Esme.
Esme. Esme's becoming, she's training to be a DJ on the station. We do run a training course for youngsters, and I'm sure if you ask Ian, he'd manage to fit you in at some point.
Excellent.
But we do. Now, the church. It was a church, now it isn't. Is it owned by you, or is it still owned by the C of E Church?
It's very nearly owned by a new body of trustees.
Oh, okay.
So it's currently in transient mode, really.
Right.
So the Church of England still officially own it, although we've been running with it for the last 3 years.
Okay, and you've been maintaining it?
So yes.
You put money into it, basically?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So how did it all come about?
Well, I think it was a real mad idea.
Best ones are.
We moved to the Isle of Wight and looked at what was happening. We lived in Ryde, which is the biggest population on the Isle of Wight, and I was really shocked that there wasn't a proper community provision in Ryde, and massive deprivation and other things around. So I came up with the idea that actually we needed to do something about it, and it wasn't the site that I originally wanted. So I was doing something for the Anglican Church and asked them a cheeky question when I had the ear of the bishop and the Archdeacon of the Isle of Wight, who are both really supportive. And I asked them for the closed down Oakfield School primary site, which was a Church of England site.
Oh, right, yes.
And quite rightly they said, no, we've got plans for this site.
Okay.
But they didn't just stop there. They continued on and said, well, have you thought about, could you do something with the old Holy Trinity building?
Mm.
It's about to close down. We don't quite know what to do with it.
Mm.
So, I went and had a look, and my initial response was, my goodness, this is a huge, huge task and undertaking.
Mm.
There's no way I'd want to do it. And then discussed it with Jules. Jules, you continue. What happened next?
Yeah, so I'm used to Heath coming up with mad ideas, and so he came and said, you know, what about We've got £1,000 left in savings. Neither of us have got jobs at this point. Shall we invest our last £1,000 into trying to, renovate this building and create community?
Right.
And almost against my better judgment, I went with it. And, you know, 3 years later, we've got, what we've got today. So, you know, it was sort of blood, sweat and tears and sort of almost dragging people off the streets at the beginning, but it's completely been worth it. And, to arrive where we are now.
I'll just go through what I see when I go there.
Yeah.
It looks still very much like a church. There's no doubt about that.
You just can't change that, really.
No, you can't change that. And it's a massive stone edifice, isn't it?
Absolutely.
A huge, great place. But you open the front doors, which again are just like church doors, except they're a bit on the blue side, and you suddenly come across a cafe, which, you know, a nice cafe, and you do some good stuff in there.
Yeah. Mm.
And there's kind of loosely meeting area on the left-hand side as you walk in, and there's a whole bunch of computers that people can use.
Mm-hmm.
And up where the altar used to be, when I was there, was a bouncy castle.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and then there's this death-defying staircase down to the meeting rooms. But that's not just it. There's a whole undercroft, isn't there?
Yeah.
Kitchens and workrooms and the kinds of things down there.
Mm.
So, Jules, what sort of things do your volunteers do there?
You name it, they do it. You know, everything from sort of cleaning the building, maintaining the building, clearing the gutters. So that's, you know, there's lots and lots of building-focused stuff to then helping to deliver all the activities we do, from working in the cafe to making the cakes for the cafe to making the soups to serve in the cafe to delivering the over 70s lunch, to making the over 70s lunch, to anxiety group that we run, to our sewing group that we run. So there's pretty much something for everybody.
Right.
You know, we've just started a new Friday afternoon computer group for people that don't know anything about computers.
Mm.
So Men in Sheds project. So all the projects need people to run them, and everything we do is run purely on volunteers.
Right.
Apart from, you want to speak about the Alice's project?
Yeah, we've just been given a really good grant from the People's Health Trust.
Right.
And this is the first announcement of this grant.
Oh.
So we've just been given 40-odd thousand for the next 2 years to run a very new, different, innovative garden project. And gardening's been a big part of Aspire in the last few years. In our first year, we had one or two volunteers come and work really hard in transforming the gardens. And we actually won the whole of Isle of Wight in Bloom competition, which was a massive shock to us. But it was fantastic. And we've gathered and grown a team of volunteers that have wanted to continue to do community gardening for all different ages. And we now produce fruits, herbs, vegetables that are used in the kitchen and things. And there's out the back, you might not have seen, but there's greenhouses.
You've got herb gardens in the front and all sorts of things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we've been awarded this money to actually look at and focus to employ someone for 25 hours a week to run 5 sessions throughout the week for people with anxiety, depression, minor mental health problems to actually come and do some therapeutic horticulture.
Oh, right.
For a period of 6 months. And then we would hope that we can actually plant these people out into the horticulture industry, which we've got loads of here on the island.
We have. I've been to a couple of places which specialise in taking people with additional needs into the horticulture business. And that's good. That's it. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. If Esme would come round here again, she can start the next track off. We'll go into the break with that, and then we'll come back and have another chat about what you've got coming up next weekend.
This is Vectis Radio.
We've still got Heath and Jules in the studio, talking about what you do up at Ryde, at Aspire in Ryde. And you've got loads of things going on, haven't you, up there?
There's just so much going on. I've got to say, our Men in Sheds project is fantastic. And it's 4 days a week of full activity now. We've got a cycle workshop with folks going in and fixing up old bikes. So there's two kind of whammies to this. One is we're recycling old bikes that would have gone off to landfill.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is that it's getting guys together to chat and work together and socialise and support one another.
Yeah.
Because of course, women talk quite happily and easily, but us blokes, we don't.
No, we don't.
We talk better when we're tinkering, don't we?
Yeah, we talk about what we're tinkering on.
Absolutely.
And then we can start chatting. But yeah, we don't go in and say, well, I'm feeling bad today.
Absolutely. So we encourage guys to get together and to fix up bikes, do wood projects, do gardening.
Good.
We've got model railway, not playing with trains.
It's a serious business, model railway. Oh, yeah, you're preaching the converted here.
So I'm told. and Airfix hobbies as well. Yeah. But as well as that, actually, we've got the island's first women's in sheds group as well.
Well, there's no reason why it should be completely male orientated. Now, you did say you won the Island in Bloom competition. You got something else coming up on that sort of score, haven't you?
Absolutely. Just 2 weeks ago, we were told that we had won a really good prestigious award on the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service, which is really rare to get it straight away. We're only 3 years old, a relatively new organisation. I've got to plug another two organisations on the island that got it this year as well.
Go on then.
Storeham 2000 got it, and also Carisbrook Castle Volunteers, so we're thrilled,
right, okay.
And we're chatting about whether we might do something together to celebrate, but we'll also have our own individual celebrations as well.
Of course. Okay.
So the Mayor of Ryde nominated us because he's been part of the Aspire Ryde, pops in and out over the last year, and he's just been thrilled with what he sees, so he nominated us. And we got the award for the first time round, which was fantastic.
Excellent.
So it's the equivalent of an MBE for a voluntary sector organisation.
Very good, very good. Well done. You must be really pleased with yourself.
I am, but it's not me. It's about our massive, fantastic team of volunteers. Because we've got about 80 to 100 volunteers.
Right.
Normally about 20, 30 on any one given day.
You've got your work cut out, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I only work 3 days a week, and I have to say it's a team effort. It's not just about me managing them. It is really a team effort, definitely.
Oh, right. Okay.
So there's loads of roles for volunteers. If anyone feels like they want to join, we can say this award-winning team now, can't we?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Why not? Yes,
yeah, they could be doing anything from sweeping up, doing the dishes, decorating, painting, to running some of the groups and interacting with some of the things that happen at Aspire.
Right. Now, there's a big thing coming up next weekend, isn't there?
Absolutely. So we've been in the building. We've had many, many more people through the building than we originally anticipated. Mm. So the building's a bit tired. It's starting to look a bit run down. We've particularly focused on doing up the lower ground floor, which looks a bit nicer than the upstairs. But we just decided, you know what, we need to do something. We want to have some celebrations around the Queen's Award later on, and we need to spruce up our building, make it slightly more fit for purpose, and get it more user-friendly. So we used the BBC's idea of DIY SOS.
Uh-huh.
And next Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, we decided that we'd try and replicate DIY SOS and invite any tradespeople, anyone who can pick up a paintbrush or push a brush, do anything. So everyone is welcome to come and help.
You're looking for people who can decorate, people, they don't have to be professionals, but people who can decorate, people who can do a bit of woodwork, electricians, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So we're looking at anyone who can do anything, and if there is any tradespeople out across the island that would like to volunteer their time, it'll make them feel warm and fuzzy and good about themselves. So come and join us next weekend at Aspire.
Okay.
If they can let us know, that would be really helpful so we can start to plan.
So how do they get hold of you to do that?
They can, they can either ring the Aspire office on 716020.
716020, yes.
Or they can use our Aspire Ride Facebook page.
Right.
Or we've set up a dedicated email as well, which is diysos@aspireride.org.uk. If they can let us know what day or days they can be coming and any skills that they might have, then we can start to plan for what what we can do over that weekend. However, if they can't, what we're asking is, if people can't volunteer their time and come and help us, then the cheeky question is, could you donate perhaps an hour or two of your salary?
Oh, yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm sure of that, yes.
So they can do that online via our website, which is aspireride.org.uk.
So to contact you on the phone, it's
716020.
And just search Aspire in Facebook, and it'll also Aspire Ride, it'll turn up.
Absolutely.
And aspireride.org.uk. We'll get the website if you want to donate some of your salary or just the money, basically.
Please.
Absolutely.
And I do recommend, ladies and gentlemen, that you go there and have a look, because it's a very welcoming place. The volunteers are all lovely. Parking's a bit tight, but you can get up there relatively easily. And actually, it's a nice walk, if you don't mind. If you park at the co-op, walk down. You can get in there quite nicely. It is a lovely little place. The atmosphere is good. It doesn't feel like a church inside anymore. It doesn't.
It's the community have taken on the building, and it's a really warm welcome, and it's whole community getting together and taking ownership for making community better.
Excellent.
www.factisradio.com.